help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.ws.
The worldwide leader in Internet talk.
This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, or Take My Father, Please, How to Survive Caring for Aging Parents. Urging you to check out all the valuable resources for caregiving that I have for you on elderrage.com. I'm your host for Coping with Caregiving, discussing everything you ever wanted to know, or maybe you never wanted to know, about elder care but were afraid to ask. If you're coping with caregiving right now, or you think it's just about to hit you over the head, let me tell you, this is the show for you. Stay tuned because I've got several more great guests for you this hour, so call up all your friends and be sure to let them know they can listen online by Tuesday of every week when the show is archived on WSRadio.ws. We're the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
The most powerful force on Earth, the hurricane. Responsible for millions of dollars of damage and loss of life every year. The hurricane, a force to be feared, yet we'll look it right in the eye. We are the men and women of the Air Force Reserve, and our world-renowned hurricane hunters go above and beyond, flying directly into nature's most destructive force. We do it to gather the data that makes the difference between safety and disaster. We do it for our communities. We do it for our country. And you can do it too with the Air Force Reserve, because the hurricane hunters are just one of the many exciting careers available with the Air Force Reserve. It may be a part-time job, but it's a full-time experience. Air Force Reserve, above and beyond. For information, call 1-800-257-1212.
Are you a business owner? Does it get a little lonely at the top some days? Are you grappling with decisions you would like to have behind you? Inner Circle of San Diego runs peer groups for business owners who deal with issues like these every day. Inner Circle peer groups provide a safe, helpful place to talk about challenges you can't always talk about elsewhere. With Inner Circle, you have your own personal group of peer advisors, people who understand, people you can respect and trust. We offer you a new way to look at your business and move past the limits of what you thought was possible. Check out our website at www.innercircleofsandiego.com or call 619-295-2899. Our peer groups meet in person in San Diego. For those of you who live elsewhere, we offer Inner Circle Direct, peer groups by phone, the same powerful group support over the phone. Inner Circle Peer Groups, better business, richer life. Join us today.
Are you sick and tired of watered-down talk radio?
Right back.
Listen to WS Radio. WSRadio.ws. The worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Welcome back to Coping with Caregiving. I'm your host, Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, with a great lineup for you this hour. My first guest is one of my favorite people. He's an internationally known dementia specialist, Dr. Rodman Shankle. He was so kind to me to contribute a chapter for my book, Elder Rage, on managing aggression in dementia. He is an associate professor of cognitive science and pharmacology at the University of California in Irvine, where in 1988 he established an Alzheimer's clinic and served as its medical director until 1997. His company now is Medical Care Corporation, and he has developed online interactive systems to prevent or delay, detect early, diagnose, treat, monitor, and manage Alzheimer's disease and related disorders. Hi, Dr. Shankle.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi. So please tell everybody, what causes Alzheimer's disease?
Well, the thing we currently think causes Alzheimer's disease is an accumulation of something in the brain called beta amyloid. And this beta amyloid actually comes from a protein that is necessary for normal development of the brain. So it is truly Occam's razor, or a double-edged sword, in that it's necessary to develop your brain, but if it goes out of whack, it can cause degeneration of the brain.
But why does it go out of whack?
It goes out of whack for many different reasons. In fact, I think the list of risk factors is now up to about 20 for Alzheimer's. The big ones, however, are genetics, There's a gene that's involved in cholesterol, and that gene is called the apolipoprotein E gene. And if you have a certain version of that gene, the E4 gene, then the risk is increased by 3 to 9-fold. That one is now available as a blood test, and many individuals, now that people are beginning to be aware that prevention or delaying the onset of Alzheimer's is possible, wish to find out what their risk is so that they can decide for themselves whether or not they should try using preventive methods.
Yeah, so many people say, well, I wouldn't want to know. And I'm saying, yes, you would, because there are things that we can do. Tell everybody why it's so important to detect it early.
Well, the current treatments are by combining the ability to delay the onset and then delay the progression. Once the diagnosis has been made and you've developed symptoms, we can delay Alzheimer's currently by an average of 6 or more years.
Wow.
What that translates into is that since most people are about 74 when they get it, they would be living to 80 with virtually no difficulties at all. It'll eliminate the need for being in a nursing home. It'll eliminate the burden that your family bears. And it will also, just by the way, save you between $100,000 and $300,000.
That's huge.
Yeah.
If I had known, you know, early on the warning signs that, you know, my mom and dad were giving me, and I didn't know what they were, and there wasn't much that could be done early on, and then now we have the Aricept, the Exelon, and the Reminyl, and what other factors can people do?
Well, remember that the most important thing is to understand what your own family risks are and to address those, and then to not rely on your own judgment to detect a memory problem. Most people are not capable of knowing when they have a memory problem. And so you need to have an independent test. Just like you go for a mammogram once a year, or at least some people do, to detect breast cancer, because you can't tell when it started to develop. So with Alzheimer's disease and other causes of dementia, the things that you need to do, have an annual screen once you hit about 65.
Okay.
That's very important. And secondly, if Alzheimer's disease develops and is diagnosed correctly, then the mainstay of treatment is at least something called a cholinesterase inhibitor, which is either the Aricept, the Exelon, the Reminyl, or Cognex,
right.
And a high-dose vitamin E, which is 1,000 units twice a day.
1,000 units twice a day.
Yeah. The Alzheimer's Disease Cooperative Study Group did the study on 2,000 units a day of vitamin E, and showed that it delays the progression by at least 1 year.
Wow.
Now, just recently, they discovered, not they, that group, but another group, discovered that if you take vitamin C with vitamin E, you can improve its absorption into the brain so that you may not have to take as high a dose if you take vitamin C along with it. And I usually have my patients take 500 milligrams of C with each dose of E.
Uh-huh. Now, I don't want everybody running out and taking 2,000 in their 40s. What should we all do for prevention, us baby boomers?
Well, there's a very exciting finding just came out, and it looked at the use of vitamin E, and it measured the both dietary intake and supplement use in a very large community-based sample. What they found was that in persons between 65 and 106 years old, if they took at least 400 units of vitamin E it slowed the rate of their mental decline by over a third.
Wow.
And that's compared to people who don't take vitamin E or have very low levels in their body. So one thing that really appears to be very solid is the use of vitamin E. Another thing that is a little bit more tricky because it involves the use of a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medication such as Advil or Motrin or ibuprofen.
Not aspirin, though.
Actually, that's debatable.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. There are 9 of 10 studies show that these agents will reduce the risk of developing Alzheimer's by half. And the problem that at present is that some of the studies are conflicting in what they end up recommending.
Hmm.
But what we're sure about so far is that if you take an anti-inflammatory for 2 years or more, if you're under 80 years old, and if you use low doses, okay, you don't have to use high doses, then that will deliver the effect. The Australian study showed that baby aspirin is just as good as an anti-inflammatory.
Oh, good. I'm glad, because I knew that was controversial, so I'm glad to hear this.
But then the Dutch come along, and they say they found that it wasn't as good. Then there's other studies that come along and say, well, it's about 30% versus 50% for other anti-inflammatories. And then just recently, I haven't had a chance to review the publication, but the Swedish came out with a statement that naproxen may be better. And so there's a lot of stuff that needs to be sorted out. But one thing that is certain is that people who take an anti-inflammatory in low doses for at least 2 years and are under 80 years old, they will delay the onset of Alzheimer's and other causes of dementia by 3.5 years.
That's great.
Was a big study done in New York epidemiologically.
In addition to the vitamin E, so what are you recommending for baby boomers then? 400 or 1,000?
Well,
or 800 or 1,200?
What I, 1,000 increases the risk of cerebral hemorrhage.
Ah.
So in general, it's better to use about 400 units of the E.
Okay.
Unless there's some real good reason for not doing it. And there are some, so it has to be checked with the doc.
Right.
The other thing is that not everybody should take anti-inflammatories because it does slightly increase the risk for bleeding in the stomach and for some kidney problems.
Okay.
So it's not something that you just automatically start using.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons that we're developing a program that will go through all of an individual's risks and then tailor a prevention treatment plan for them.
And what about ginkgo biloba we hear so much about, and galantamine, and you know, any of these other natural substances that people can take that may help prevent?
Well, ginkgo has got a very interesting history. It comes from a 250 million year old tree, the ginkgo tree.
Wow.
And the standardly available agent or supplement that you can buy is a 24% extract of something called ginkgo flavicides. Now, that is probably the most well-researched herbal medicine on earth. And there are very, very well-established clinical trials that show that it has useful benefits in reducing the risk of heart disease due to coronary artery problems. It also reduces atherosclerosis, or hardening of the arteries, from cholesterol problems. And there was one recent study, the only one I've seen so far in dementia, that did show a delay in the onset of cognitive impairment or mental skills problems.
So you recommend we start taking that?
Well, again, that's why it always has to be checked with the doctor, because there's always potential side effects. And with ginkgo, one of the reasons it can be helpful is that it thins the blood. So, you know, you can have bleeding as a side effect.
And then if you're taking your baby aspirin, you're thinning it more.
That's right. And that may be very useful for some people who have high risk for stroke. But for others, it may be not a good idea.
Right.
So it's the kind of thing where these things are available now. We have pretty solid evidence that they're useful. And now the primary doctor needs to integrate that into the patient's overall treatment strategy.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the reasons that we're trying to provide each individual with the tailored plan so that they can take that to their doctor, and then the doctor will also provide with a report that tells them sort of what they need to do to follow it and monitor it.
Right, and I want everybody to know about your wonderful online test. If you go on to Dr. Shankle's website, it's mccare.com. And he's got an early detection dementia test on there that you can take as if you're your mother or your father. And it gives you a printout that you can, you have a baseline for when you go to your own doctor. Tell everybody about it. It's just great.
Well, going back to 1994, we received a grant from the Alzheimer's Association to apply technology developed at NASA to explore the solar system. And I worked with Dr. Porrick Smith, who is from there, and JPL, to actually look at data that were collected at UC Irvine Alzheimer's Program, which is one of the National Institute of Aging's flagship centers. From that, we found that the nationally recommended screening test for dementia, we were able to improve its ability to detect the very earliest stage of dementia due to Alzheimer's or whatever cause it is. We could detect it with 94% sensitivity. From that, what we did was we spent years building an online interactive version and testing thousands of patients. Now we have it available on our website. It is very simple. It takes about 10 minutes. And one of the nice things about it is that many older people are a little bit skittish about being tested.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually take this test for your mother or father or someone you're concerned about, as long as you know them very well. And so it's asking questions about, you know, how their memory is doing and things like that. It appears very simple, but it turns out that there are over 1 million ways of answering those questions. And we have identified the types of answers that are very sensitive in picking up the earliest change.
Fantastic. You know, we're going to be out in a minute. I want to make sure everybody gets the website. It's www.m as in Mary, C as in cat, and then another C, care, mccare.com. So everybody go on there, and you can always find it on my website, elderrage.com. There's a link right to it on my site, so you can take this test. Oh, Dr. Shango, so much more I want to ask you. We'll do this again.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Bye, talk to you later. Sure. I'm Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, inviting you to check out hundreds of valuable resources on elderrage.com. And remember to join us here every Saturday from 3 to 5, that's specific time. Let your friends know, and don't forget to listen online every Tuesday of the week when the show is archived. And be sure to check out Dr. Shankle's wonderful website, mccare.com. We'll be right back on wsradio.ws.
Help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
wsradio.ws.
The worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Quant9 Software has specialized in the development of investment software for computerized investors since 1985. The first version of their popular software was a DOS version, and Quant9 has focused on growing right along with technological advances, always on the cutting edge. The program is now known as NAIC Portfolio Record Keeper. Designed by professional money managers, this software provides investors with extensive investment tracking tools. From investment record keeping and educational tools to tax decision making and preparation, Quant9's NAIC Portfolio Record Keeper provides portfolio management solutions for all investors. At www.quant9.com. quantixsoftware.com. That's www.quantixsoftware.com.